or he had let Tully get him into this in the first place. Because of the other treasure they had brought home, the living was good, but not good enough, given that he had to watch his every word every minute and spent half his time looking over his shoulder to make sure disaster was not gaining on him. Chapter 40. We were over the forest of clouds, south of Orr, east of Roses, west of Lords, hiding out from Imperial eyes, too many of which had seen the wind whales cruising far from their proper range over the plain of fear. Darlin wanted to let a little of the excitement die down before she moved on. She wouldn't let the tree god hurry her, though he was in a minor frenzy. I didn't understand exactly what was up yet, but neither did some of the others. So we were getting an education from old Bowman's, who was suddenly Darlin's number one boy. Since you were all there, you'll recall that in the course of the battle in the Barrowland, the soul or essence of the Dominator, the most evil being ever to walk this earth, was imprisoned in a silver spike, which was then driven into the trunk of a sapling, sired by the tree god of the Plain of Fear. He really did talk that way when he had an audience. At the time, it was believed that would effectively contain and constrain the residual evil of the man forever. The sapling was the scion of a god, invulnerable, unapproachable, and so long-lived as to be, in practical terms, immortal. As the sapling grew, its trunk would engulf the spike. In time, the old evil would not persist in so much as memory. However, we thought wrong. A band of adventurers succeeded in stunning the sapling long enough to get in and prise the spike out. If we are to credit the sapling's own testimony, and we must, for the nonce, because it is the only testimony we have, none of those men had the least familiarity with the art and were remarkable only because they came up with an idea that, logically, should have originated with someone devoted to the occult. Damn him, he did talk like that when he had an audience, and he wouldn't stop. Gentlemen, the silver spike is loose in the world. It's not the Dominator, he's dead, but the undying black essence that drove him remains. And that could be used by an adept to summon, coerce, and shape powers even I cannot begin to imagine or fathom. That spike could become a conduit to the very heart of darkness, an opener of the way that would confer upon its possessor powers perhaps exceeding even those the Dominator possessed. Our mission, our holy mission, given the white rose by Old Father Tree himself, is to recover the silver spike and deliver it for safekeeping at whatever cost to ourselves before someone of power seizes upon it and shapes it to his own dark purpose and is, in this turn, shaped. Perhaps into a shadow so deep there would be no chance ever for the world to win free.